we are called Get There on Our Own Steam. And it is about using our own bodies as a source of power and possibility to bike all the way from Western Massachusetts, 360 miles over the course of 8 days, to Washington, D.C., to arrive there on the 28th and be there for the People's Climate March on April 29th.
And the people that are going with you, it's a pretty diverse group in terms of ages and backgrounds, right?
Yeah, that's right. We have people ranging from 21 years old, a student at Hampshire College, to a 75-year-old who's actually having a 76th birthday along the way. So there's a huge diversity of age and then also professions. We have pastors, we have carpenters. Like I said, we have students, photographers, scientists, artists, all different types of people, all different ages.
Let me ask you: Are you all experienced cyclists? Because this can't be that easy a trip, is it?
Yeah. Well, you know, I actually don't know how much experience everybody has. It's really interesting how the group came together. We all had a little connection to Andrea Vazium, who is a preacher in Northampton. So we don't even all know each other. We all know Andrea. So I couldn't really talk about how much experience everybody has. I'm assuming that everybody has a little experience, at least. I hope.
Well, what about you? Are you prepared to take this this 7-day trip? And I assume you're going out. You've got a route mapped out that it will involve bike paths, and you've got the support system along the way. You've picked out where you're going to be staying and that sort of thing, right?
Yeah, we have the whole route planned out. And in terms of my experience, I've done quite a bit of biking, mostly bike commuting. I lived out in Portland, Oregon for a while, and there were great bike paths, and it's a really biker-friendly city. And I've done a lot of mountain biking, grew up biking a lot. I'm originally from Maine. So biking has always been a big part of my life, but I've never done a trip this long. So I'm really looking forward to just really going after it for 8 days in a row.
So this came about kind of how? Tell me again, tell me whose idea was this? How did this idea to bicycle to Washington, D.C. for the People's Climate March come about?
So I think in January, Andrea Avazian started talking with a group of people and some of her close friends about how she wanted to go to the People's Climate March and how she really wanted to arrive gently and to arrive without using fossil fuels, just because that is what the march is all about, calling for humanity to shift from fossil fuels and to use clean forms of energy and renewable forms of energy. And so what better way to get there than a bike? One of the most efficient forms of travel ever devised, calorie for calorie, and is not directly connected to using fossil fuels. And she started reaching out to people and saying, well, what do you think if we do this bike trip? And it just grew and grew and grew. And here we are the day before, a group of 12 people from all different walks of life, people who barely know each other too. Sometimes some people who have known each other for 30 years, all coming together, motivated to get there on our own steam.
What's motivating you? Why are you doing this?
Personally, I believe that the People's Climate March has surfaced as a critical moment to come together with indigenous peoples, frontline communities, and people of color, those most marginalized, and ultimately those most oppressed by climate change. And it's really a way to stand up for our deepest beliefs about this. And it's our stage to show that despite Donald Trump's best efforts to dismantle common sense protections for our air, our water, our climate, we will not back down until we live in an economy that supports all of us and one that does not rely on fossil fuels, but instead transitions to renewable forms of energy and transportation led by and for local communities.
As a documentary filmmaker, I would assume that you're planning to document this trip somehow. What are your plans for that?
Yeah, you're right. I'm not sure exactly what it'll look like. I hope to be neutral in the documentary process, as any objective documentarian should be. I hope to ask people simple questions about their motivations along the way, and to kind of document the interaction that we have with the communities and what comes up organically as we move from town to town and as we meet people along the way. And I think that after such an extended period of time biking and really so much time to reflect on what we're doing and really embodying our beliefs, people will be able to respond in a powerful and unique way. So I'm really looking forward to having some conversations with people and publishing some footage from those conversations, and hopefully reach an audience that doesn't know us and doesn't know what we're doing, and in turn motivates them to do something or to activate them to, stand up for what they believe in.
And so you and will you be you'll will you be posting some of this footage as you make the trip? And if so, where can people go to take a look?
Yeah, that's right. So I have a Vimeo page, vimeo.com/ThomasCrowe, CROWE. And I'll be putting all the footage up there. Additionally, we'll post it to our Facebook pages and send it out to our networks on the web.